You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 21.
My organization evaluates charities based on various criteria to help donors find a charity that matches their goals. One organization we found recently is Children's Needs. Its work, sending tutors to schools in low-income neighborhoods, is very admirable. They do good work, although we found that their office costs, that is, the amount they spend on administration and salaries, are very high. Homes to Live is another worthy organization. They help the homeless here in our city. No charity we've found compares to them in terms of the high percentage of donations going straight to the people they're helping. Another option is the Northside Hospital, which needs funds to expand its children's ward. Their administrative costs are substantial, but donating to them can be considered a long-term investment in the community. Finally, End Disease helps to fight illnesses in Africa. They have high fundraising expenditures, but their work in saving lives is excellent overall.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
G. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 22.
This is the WICU morning traffic report. Things are moving smoothly overall in the east part of the city, but there have been some major tie-ups in the west. If you're on Bloor Street and planning to get on Highway 401, be advised that the area is experiencing heavy traffic, so you may be better off taking Davis Avenue instead. In addition, there's been a major collision on the McKenzie Freeway near the Bloor Street exit that's obstructing traffic in both directions. Many drivers are pulling off the freeway and onto Westminster Boulevard, so traffic has slowed to a crawl there as well. If you're headed downtown, getting onto Lakeshore Drive is probably your best bet. From there, you can get onto McKenzie past the area affected by the accident. That's all for now. We'll be back in 20 minutes with another update.
Now, mark your answer on your answer sheet.